Tonight is Sunday, the 23rd of May, 2004, and the Sunday night speakers meeting of Narcotics Anonymous welcomes our first speaker, Cindy Anna.
Hi, I'm Cindy Anna, and I'm an addict. First, I want to start off by thanking Jim for inviting me to come and speak at this meeting. I think that it's really an important meeting in that way that people get touched all over. And coincidentally, I shared this week at another meeting, and I noticed that I kept bringing up this same theme throughout my pitch about this spiritual movement of Narcotics Anonymous. And it's one of my favorite things about being part of this fellowship is that I really do feel like I'm part of this spiritual movement that's changing the world. And then when I got your email about how it's also played in China, it kind of just reaffirmed that for me. And so I want to thank you as a member of this fellowship for, you know, being such an important part in reaching people that we'll never meet, that we'll never see, but like it works, you know, and spreading the message. And who would have thought, like us, that we're these kind of group of people that could somehow make something out of nothing, but at the same time we were the people that society was afraid of, you know, people that you had to lock your doors and worry about getting your PIN number and your checkbook or your husband or whatever it was, you know. And now here we are, this group of people united in this common cause that, you know, no addict never need die, and, you know, suffer from the horrors of addiction. I know I quoted that wrong, but you get the idea. And I just think that that's so amazing, like out of all of the things that I have going on in my life right now, and I've been really blessed. I am one of the recovering addicts around here who my list of my goals and my dreams and my hopes, it's gone over, you know, it's gone over what I asked for. And most people who know me know I didn't ask for the small stuff. I went straight for the top, you know. Out of all the things that I have going on in my life, an amazing career, an amazing marriage, you know, the house of my dreams, and a lot of the other stuff that happened for me on the inside, which hopefully I'll get to, is that being part of this fellowship and what I have accomplished around here, coming up on 6 years, and having a relationship with a sponsor, and having, you know, women that I sponsor, has given me like a sense of self-esteem and confidence and self-worth that I never got from any other organization, or that I've never even been able to have in my life until, you know, I worked the steps and followed the suggestions of Narcotics Anonymous. So that's certainly something to look forward to if you haven't done that, you know, already. And of course, anybody, you know, who is doing that knows that it's challenging and it's a journey and it's hard. I mean, I have worked really hard around here, definitely. But then again, it's like, look at the alternative, you know. My biggest problem was not the getting and using and means to get more. I know that there's a lot of people that come in here and they say, you know, it just stopped working for me, or, you know, I kept using but I couldn't feel it. And for me, it wasn't that, you know, it was that the consequences of the lifestyle just became so high, you know, and I couldn't manage to come up with as much as I needed to constantly always be out there. But really, it was that what I had a problem with was living inside of my skin, you know, life on life's terms was what was so uncomfortable for me. And somehow I felt like other people had certain little secrets or insights into living life that I just didn't seem to have. Like, it was like other people knew how to be okay. And I sort of remember always, you know, feeling like that. You know, some people say, oh, I crossed that line, and I kind of feel like I already started on the other side of the line. You know, I always had a lot of the emotional and psychological things that I think are the, you know, the ism, the part of the disease that sort of, you know, separate us or put us together but separate us from everybody else, you know. And then, you know, when the drugs came along, at some point it was sort of a relief. It was like at one point the drugs were a solution, you know what I mean? And they did work, you know, for a short time. And then it was like many years of trying to still find that right recipe of making it work, you know? And I'm just so grateful to have been relieved from that obsession. And then I found that, like, you know, with the powerlessness of the first step and with the real internalization, you know, that happened for me this time around, because I am a retread, relapse is a part of my story, and I don't know, you know, I hear all these different things. I mean, certainly it's common in this fellowship, that's why we have a chapter dedicated to it in our basic text. But, you know, it doesn't have to be part of anybody's story. That's one of, you know, it says that diversity is our unity and that's our strength. You'll hear lots of people that have, lots of people that haven't. And, like, if you're new and you think that you got that, you know, relapse left in you, please stay. We encourage you to stay. There'll be plenty of other people to go out and, you know, do the research for you, you know. If you've been, just for today, relieved of the obsession to use, you know, you never have to use again. And I got chills just now when I said that, you know, and I know that that's true. And I think that I have, you know, one of the beautiful things that comes with getting like a little bit of experience is that you start to experience some of those, not just the no matter what's, but the, because the no matter what's are so big and dramatic, you know, those horrible things that are life on life's terms, things that happen, you know, children get sick, people get divorced, you lose your house, or the really serious one for the women is, we get back. You know, you gain the weight, you lose the weight, all of these things that happen, you get the job, you lose the job, whatever, but it's just those kind of small day-to-day living life on life's terms things that I've really found the benefit of, kind of lost my train of thought there, but I remembered something else that's important that I wanted to say. One of the things that I always share about is that the importance that it's been for me of surrounding myself with a group of women whose recovery I respect and admire. And I'm kind of a little bit known for always being like, the women, you know? And that's okay. I have to mention, too, that I have a lot of men that I love and respect and admire in this fellowship that are awesome examples of gentlemen in recovery. But I have really benefited a lot from surrounding myself with a group of women whose recovery I respect and admire. And fortunately, you know, it's one of the choices that you have. You can sort of choose. It's one of the things that we didn't get to really choose out there. You know what I mean? You had to take it however you got it. And a lot of the time, it wasn't that good, you know? Here you can really choose, I like the way this person carries himself. I like the dignity that this person walked through this life experience with. I think I'd like to cultivate a relationship with that person. You know, those are some of the things that I do, and I see the people, and you can pretty much know the people who talk the talk and walk it, you know? And that has been so invaluable to me, because my sponsor, who is amazing, hopefully I'll get into that too, she can be everything to me. I mean, theoretically, the sponsor is a guide to take you through the steps. Some of us are really blessed, and we get so much more than that out of a relationship with a sponsor. And on that note, you know, I think out of all of the things that I've gotten around here, that magic of working, one addict working with another, you know, having a woman that I go to that she just comes up with this answer that is like the right answer, and for some reason, unbeknownst to me, I believe it and I actually, hold on, follow the direction. You know what I mean? And then it works. And like, that's the magic, you know? And then, you know, when I have somebody that I work with, and it's not, you know, just because she's here, because I shared about this the other night too, that like they say things to you like, oh my God, how did you know that? How did you know that would be, you know, the perfect thing? How could I ever repay you for what you've given me? And then it's like, you're like, you know what? Just be there to do it for someone else. And then you get to see them be there and do it for someone else. And I mean, that to me is such a beautiful thing, you know? That is such a powerful, magical, like spiritual thing that I get so filled with love and gratitude, you know, when I see that happen around here. And when I see us, you know, grow up and turn into healthy women that can raise, you know, healthy children and be good mothers, which is like something that, you know, I mean, I'm on that wagon too. We come in here and complain about our parents. Like, it doesn't matter how many four steps you do. You'll still, I always still go back to that spot where, you know, if it wasn't for, well, see, if they would have done this, you know what I mean? And now we get this chance to come in here and, like, grow up along spiritual lines, you know? And I'm so grateful for that. And I have found that of that idea of supporting myself with a group of women that I know are working the steps, that I know carry themselves with grace and dignity, and have decided to make them my support group. I found that to be invaluable for me. And if you don't have that in your life, I would like recommend and encourage that you do that, because that really works. And you know, the sponsor that I have right now isn't the first sponsor that I had in here. My sponsor, who was a perfect sponsor for me, excuse me, I'm a little self-conscious, at the time, actually went through a medical ordeal. And one of the things that we need to be careful of around here, a drug is a drug is a drug, you know what I mean? And you'll hear about that a lot. Somebody had to get a back surgery, and somebody had to do this, and then they took one painkiller too many. And, you know, it's really recommended that you get the advice of your sponsor, and again, surround yourself with that support group. Because when life on life's terms shows up, those will be the people that will save your life, you know? And I had a sponsor that I just adored, and she was a perfect sponsor for me at that time. And some things showed up in her life, and she moved away, and she started taking medication for one thing or another, and lo and behold, she ended up having a relapse. And so now I have more time than her, and I had to find a new sponsor. And during that process, we still have an amazing relationship, and what she gave me was invaluable, because at that time, she was probably the only one that I could have heard it from. And she believed in me in a time where I totally didn't believe in myself. And I kind of had like one foot in and one foot out. And I wouldn't have responded to that sort of really intense, I don't want to use a derogatory term that some people refer to it around here, but that really hardcore, you know, tough love. I don't think I would have heard that. I had a manicure who was more like, "You're okay, I love you, let's go get a manicure." You know what I mean? And I could, and it was like I just needed somebody to love me until I could love myself. Because I was a retread, so when I came back, I didn't look anything like I look right now. When I came back, I was covered in track marks and sores and 80-something pounds, and I mean a shadow of the women that I used to be, you know? It was like people who knew me from before in the fellowship were like, "Oh, how sad. Have you seen her? How sad. Remember, she used to be so beautiful, you know, remember?" And I knew that they were saying that, and I kind of thought too, like, God, maybe I'll just, you know, never get it back, but just as long as I can just maybe not use. You know, and she was there for me, and we're still great friends today. But during that time, it wasn't because I didn't have other women that I wanted to sponsor me. It's still basically going on. There's three women that I'm so crazy about that I can't decide between them. And I have a relationship with all of them. I talk to them all the time. So one of my girlfriends who has about, I don't know, maybe, I think she's coming up on 10. She said, "Well, I'll be your temporary sponsor because you can't go around here talking a talk without a sponsor." So we decided, okay. And we compared ourselves to these other women that we admire that have much more time than we do, like in the high teens and 20s. And we were like, "Well, we'll be like so-and-so and so-and-so with a few years apart. And, you know, we'll sponsor each other and whatever." And, I mean, she just loved me enough that she wanted, you know, she's been my temporary sponsor now for, I don't know, like a year or something, you know. And it's amazing, and it works out great, and she's one of my best friends, you know. And so sponsorship and that friendship and that love and that support, I think it's really like a heart thing. And I think that it's some of the magic, and it's the stuff that's like of a spiritual nature. So I don't think that we can really describe it, because people can only like hypothesize about things of a spiritual nature. They're inexplicable, you know? And I just know that for me, that's one of the things that's just so like delicious and soul food that keeps me here, you know? And well, I'm on the third step again right now. This is my third time being on the third step. And what an amazing step. I love all the steps. I mean, really, our solution is in the steps, you know? And we have these, like, 12 spiritual suggestions that have been laid out before us by these other addicts that took the time, you know, to devise a plan. And that is so amazing to me, that I could really just be willing enough to sit down and do some work, and like my life could change and get better, and that I could apply these steps to any situation in my life. And then for me, I found that like as I get to understand the steps more, and using their and applying them into my, you know, day-to-day life or problems or challenges, it's all of a sudden like I feel like, okay, I understand why somebody maybe wouldn't want to kill themselves, or like why somebody could, you know, live life on life's terms. And I definitely was kind of one of those people where, you know, I mean, I don't know, for whatever reason, you know, you hear them say sometimes around here that there's suicidal addicts and homicidal addicts. I was definitely the suicidal addict, you know. And when I came in here with a bag of tricks, you know, things that I used to not feel what I was feeling. And, you know, what I've been able to do, it's okay, what I've been able to do is like delete some of these horrible behaviors that made my life unmanageable one at a time. And I mean, that blows my mind too. Like, I can't believe that I was, able to put down cigarettes. I never even really wanted to stop smoking. And part of the only reason why I haven't started smoking again is because I can't believe that I've been given this reprieve, and I'm not sure if I pick up if I'll ever get that reprieve again. Now, I might be willing to take that chance one day, but just for today, like, even when the thought, you know, crosses my mind, it's like, just for today, I won't. And I may as well mention, I always think I'm not going to discuss this, and somehow I always do, so I guess it's, you know, I also came in here with an eating disorder, and it was one of the things that took me out the last time. It was a little dance that I did, a little sick dance that I did with food, with starving and binging and throwing up, and it was really about power and control and not wanting to feel. Because I have found that we will use any of them, that I will use any of them. You can fill in the blank, you know, the shopping, the sex, the gambling, we have a lot of them. I mean, it's almost like anything that I do to an extreme, you know, I don't know, I'm learning how to do things in moderation, but it's not my nature to do things in balance. It's more my nature to do things all the way to one side or another. And I have kind of been restored to sanity in many areas, you know, where I have balance, where I'm not way all the way to one side or another, you know, most of the time. I have my moments, you know, especially, you know, being in a marriage and everything, you know. But, I mean, to me, it's also unbelievable that I haven't sabotaged this amazing relationship that I have, and that the man that I pick is not the sickest guy around. You know, that was normally like, you know, psycho, me and psycho, so the wheels fell off, you know? And now, I mean, I really do have like Mr. Wonderful, and it's so funny because even when I was, you know, in the process of getting married, I've been married for 2.5 years now, there was a couple of my friends, and we were planning for my wedding, we were going, shit, like, I hope you don't sabotage this, do you know what I mean? Like, because it was just like one of those kind of things where it was too good to be true, and almost too good to be true, you know? And what I found is, as I've gotten better, and it is as a result of working the steps and being a part of Narcotics Anonymous, I've been able to accept things of a higher caliber into my life. I don't have to sabotage. It's like my self-worth has grown so much that I believe I'm worth more. And in every area, I don't have friends that are psycho chicks anymore. I've had a couple, you know, and a lot of people know I'm an actor, so, you know, it's nothing bad about my industry, but in that industry, actresses and models, I mean, you know what I mean? It's almost like part of it, part of the package, to be totally self-obsessed and a little bit psycho, a little bit neurotic, you know? And so, of course, naturally, that's, you know, the field of choice for me. And I don't, and I'm able to like cut it off really quick. Like when I have relationships that I can see are not healthy for me for one reason or another, and I, you know, and I usually run it past that group of women that I talked about. This is what I'm feeling. This is what I'm thinking. Is this fear? Is this this? Is this that? Or is this real? Because I can't always go on my feelings, you know? I have to run it past other people, and it's the people that I surround myself with, who are high caliber of women, you know? And I've found that as my self-esteem has grown, I've been able to accept things into my life, challenges and dreams and goals, and I've somehow been like endowed with this willingness and this ambition that I was afraid to do before. You know, I've been able to go forward. I mean, I had a great year, you know, career-wise. And, like, I have a willingness to go after my dreams. And I also am in more acceptance that things don't happen like that. You know what I mean? Like, things don't happen the way that, nothing is like a speedball in recovery. You know what I mean? It just doesn't happen like that. And the gift is that I'm willing to do the work, and I'm willing to go through the process. It's like I always wanted to go from idea to result. You know, idea to the, like, I think I'll run this race. Here I am, first one at the finish line. Well, there's other people that actually train for the race, that train a long time, not just 2-3 weeks and they're tired of it, you know? And so, I mean, I do feel that with being able to come to a place of acceptance and willingness, these spiritual principles, you know, of doing the work that's suggested around here, and then, you know, having the willingness to follow through with it. Like, I do believe, because I have evidence, that, like, I can get restored to sanity in areas of unmanageability that have made me not want to stay clean, not want to stay alive, you know, not want to be here. I've been restored to sanity in a lot of those areas. I don't, you know, I don't cut myself when I'm sad anymore. I don't, you know, like flick little, you know, holes up and down my body to feel or not to, and that's something that I used to do. And I did that for a long time, on and off in my life. And I mean, now the thought of doing something like that to me is so horrible. It's so, like, that kind of self-mutilization, I can't, like, I think about the woman that I was when I did that, and I feel so sad that anybody would ever have to go through that. You know, and that's common around here. And I remember, you know, being hijacked up in the bathroom and not, you know, being able to get out of my house, you know, for one reason or another. And like, I don't ever have to do that again. And so I've experienced a tremendous freedom around here. And, you know, I think it's so cool that there's people in China that are hearing this. I just think that's so amazing. Santa Monica, California is as beautiful as you've heard about it. We want you to come visit. You know, and that's another thing, is that we're so blessed, you know, here, the way that we have it, you know, and the way that, like, the decisions that we make here and the things that we do, and, you know, without getting political with, like, a lot of the stuff, you know, being a part of a great superpower of the world, I'm so proud that, like, the organization that I can say with full pride that I'm a part of is Narcotics Anonymous, because we're global and we're changing the world and making it a better place and giving hope to people that suffer from a seemingly hopeless disease. And so, you know, I want to make sure that I say that if you're new, welcome. And this program will change your life, and it will change it for the better. And it will allow you to have a sense of intimacy with yourself that you've never had before. And it will allow you a sense of intimacy with others, and your heart will get touched. And I know that you can stay, and if nobody's told you today that they believe in you and that they love you, I want to tell you that I believe in you and that I love you and that this program works. And I want to thank you again, Jim H., for being such an important part of keeping us global and for inviting me to share my experience, strength, and hope. Thanks.